Quentin Peel, for several years, was the Financial Times chief correspondent in Berlin. What can British small and medium-sized businesses learn, really, from the German experience?
That it's actually rather complicated, that it isn't something that you can just get a nice blueprint and say, we'll copy it. You know, it's to do with apprentices, it's to do with your banks, it's to do with being export-oriented. And even if you've only got 60 people, 10 of them are out there trying to sell to China.
So is it so different, and are there so many different factors that trying to import it piecemeal, trying to import elements of that is pointless?
I don't think it's pointless, no, because there are a lot of good lessons to be learnt. But the trouble is, we've lost a hell of a lot of what we once had. I mean, we used to train a lot of apprentices in this country too. But back in the 80s, Margaret Thatcher deregulated the whole sector and it's never really recovered. I think one of the reasons why it works in Germany is that these small companies trust the system. So something like 85% of all German apprentices are trained in small companies, and most of them work the rest of their lives in the same company. It's a sort of, you know, I look after you and you look after me system where people don't turn over their jobs every 5 years.
What about the idea that so many of the companies are family-based and can go back generations? I mean, there's some of that here, but is it much more prevalent there?
Yeah, I think it is. They've survived. There are new ones too. I mean, I was looking, East Germany is a big problem because all the family companies were destroyed by communism. So one of the big challenges they face is, can they recreate this now in East Germany? I went to a company there in former Karl Marx Stadt, founded by three chemical engineers. They've now, 20 years later, they've got 1,000 people and 50% of the world market in the machines that coat solar panels. And that's the sort of thing they're so good at. They make the machines that do things and people want to buy them.
What's different about the banking system in this context?
Well, very localised. You've got all these Sparkassen and the savings bank, very local level, only one town at a time. They know their customers and it's a long-term relationship. The customers save with them and they borrow from them and they don't get it called in short notice. So again, it's the long-term planning that's involved. And you also get these are very provincial companies. It's not as if they're all rushing to the big cities. You've got these Mittelstand companies all over Germany in places we've never heard of.
What about, we talked about banking, we talked about apprenticeships, what about the university system and the sort of degrees people take?
Well, I mean, what worries me about Britain is that we've actually probably got too many people going to universities doing superficial degrees that don't really qualify them to do jobs.
So what are they doing in Germany?
60% of German school leavers do apprenticeships and very practical work. I mean, I've got lots of kids coming out of school here in this country at the moment, and they face a situation where far from doing apprenticeships, they're expected to be interns, paid absolutely no money in order to get a foothold in the jobs market. Whereas in Germany, they'd have gone and become apprentices and have a much more formalised system.
Is Britain good at the sort of long-term planning they seem to be good at in Germany?
No, it's not good at the long-term planning. It's much more short-term. Again, the German companies, I think the figure's something like 7% go to venture capital for their money. Now, venture capital on the whole is looking for quite a quick return, or the banks are looking for a quick return. The German system isn't. Far more of these companies are family equity finance. They just plough the profits back in because you're looking after, you know, little Johannes, your grandson, who actually you want the company still to go for. It's not perfect because, you know, the third generation often blows it. But having said that, it's amazing how many companies do survive.